It's boring to go alone, so take this podcast from Radio 191 FM.
And we are very pleased to say we are currently joined in the booth with Zach and Connor of Koizilla. How's it going?
Hello.
Hi, we're good.
Going well.
That's good. That's keeping good dry, I hope, in this...
Somewhat.
Yeah,
yeah, awful. As much as we can, yeah.
No, thank you guys for coming into the studio. I mean, it wasn't it wasn't easy getting here.
That's all right.
But hey, it's okay.
Yes.
We managed.
Oh, sorry about that. There's been a few technical difficulties, but yeah, we are here.
We're here now.
we're locked in, and it is great. We are persevering through this crazy weather. Now, I must say, I'm very, very excited for this album to be released, being released tomorrow, which is super cool. I feel like I am a huge Koizilla fan, as we were mentioning before. I think I've seen you guys play about six times, like back home.
And when was the first time you saw it? How old were you, Charlotte?
Oh my gosh, year 11.
Yes,
back home at Snails, yeah. So obviously, big fan, love your music, so excited for this new album to come out tomorrow. How are you guys feeling for it to be released?
Pretty relieved. It's nice to get it out.
Yeah,
for sure. Has it been in the works for quite a while now? Because it's been a fair bit since your last release was Lego back in May, is that right?
Yeah. So, yeah, just been slowly ticking away at it, honestly. It's, yeah, just we had a habit for a while of really rushing everything, which was fun. It was fine. But we're getting older now, so we're slowing down a little bit.
Yeah, it was quite nice to take our time with this one. That's good. Like, Lego and Ornithology were both recorded at the same time that the rest of the album was. Which, I don't know, was it like...
Start of last year.
Wow.
Like it was like February or something.
So, yeah, we didn't give ourselves a deadline this time. And I think it probably has been a good thing in some ways.
Yeah, nice. Because, I mean, I feel like you guys obviously have a very distinct sound, being Koizilla, from your original, like, earlier stuff, I mean. But you can kind of hear the development from your earlier stuff to what you're currently releasing to, which is really cool to hear that. Is there any kind of thing you can tell us what we can expect from this album that's coming out tomorrow?
Just, you know, happy, fun... dancey tune.
Awesome.
Dancey, I don't know if any of those words are quite right. No, there's a lot of stuff on there. If you've listened to us before, it'll sound familiar, I'm sure.
Okay, cool.
I'm bad at describing it. What do you reckon, Connor?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think that it's very much a lot of the same sort of stuff, but I do think that a lot of it has matured from a lot of our older stuff. And with not rushing it, I think it sounds much better than everything we've released before as well.
Yeah, nice.
So we got to take, you know, a couple of month breaks in the middle of recording and mixing it so that we can... That, you forget how it sounds. That's something you need to do a lot when you're making music, is ignore it for a good amount of time so that you forget the things you don't like about it.
That's true.
And now I don't remember what they are. So
Not a problem anymore.
That's all good.
Yeah. Very kind of nice. You get to like go back to it with like a fresh ear, and then you're like, maybe I'll change that up, actually.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, just another question is, like, did you guys have any artists or like songs or anything in mind that you like drew inspiration from during the making of this specific album? Or has it been like pretty just like, oh, this is our old stuff, it's solid, let's just keep going, you know?
I'm not sure. I think because it's all kind of an amalgamation of riffs and things that we've written over the last however long. I think in general the bands and artists that we say we sound like, which initially we were just completely coughing, like King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, the OCs, Lalouze, the Black Angels, Ty Segall, they were the originals. And then it kind of, you know, we got a bit more into like noise rock and weird noisy stuff.
Yeah, followed the Dunedin noise trend that sort of took off a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
The noise doesn't come through very strongly, but I like to think there's a bit of the noise in there.
I would sort of say as well that Zach writes all of the songs in Koizilla, and we sort of workshop them together, and this album especially is a lot of, you get a lot of Zach songs, you know. If you've ever listened to Zach's music, of which there's a lot, you'd be able to tell by listening to the new quiz that we're on.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome. Yeah.
And because as well, I've, like you mentioned, because you also Spoonicorn as well, and and all your other members in the band are in a whole bunch of other projects too, so you're all super busy musicians. How is it kind of balancing all of that and then coming together? And because it's all kind of different genres in a way as well, and then coming together to make music as Quizzle, how does all that kind of work out for you guys?
I mean, I feel like it's all pretty... the word easy, like we're all family basically.
Yeah, nice.
Literally in some
way. Yeah.
And you know, this is a group me and Connor have been hanging out since we were 15 or something, making music together. And,
oh,
you know,
cute.
Josh is my brother, so he's yeah. been around for ages, and you know, Hillary has been a big part of our lives. It's just, it's never hard, and because Josh is in so many bands, it's really the big thing. So he's so well practiced. He really, he's just really nice to have around.
Aww.
Yeah.
No, it's not hard, and I feel like musically, all the bands are quite different, but there's this one, like, this little thing that they all kind of share. Don't know what it is.
Probably Josh, he's the drummer.
It's Josh, yeah.
True.
The drums sound the same, so it really makes it easy. That's my thought, at least.
Yeah, no, that's so cool. I definitely do agree. Like, there is, like, kind of an interconnectedness between all of your different projects. I remember going in, like, the deep dive when I first heard of you guys playing at Snails back in 2018 or 2019, and then you go down the rabbit hole of, oh my gosh, and then there's this band that you guys are all in, which is super cool. As well, with the new album, is there any particular track on it that you guys are excited for or like particularly enjoy? Like,
I'm personally pretty excited about the song called And On and On, which Ooh. Is not really a follow-up to an old song which was called On and On and On. It has the same sort of name.
But naming songs is hard.
Yeah.
That's true. Not something we take too seriously.
Yes.
No. But yeah, I quite like them. It's a
spiritual successor.
Yeah. The album's got quite a variety of our sorts of sounds on it, so listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
Not too long.
It's always so cool when there's like the continuity between those like past songs. It's kind of like you create your own like cinematic universe for the band, which is pretty exciting for everyone else. Like Charlotte said, to like go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot there to dive into, which is really awesome. Mm. Definitely looking forward to hearing it. I'm getting more and more excited the more we speak about it. And also, as I mentioned, I've seen you guys play a ton of shows over time, and now you guys have announced a show on the 1st of November for the album, which is awesome. Super exciting. How guys feeling for that show? It's been a while, I feel like, since you guys last played together as Quizzle.
Yeah, we haven't really organised our own show for a long time. No, I'm very excited. We've got some cool bands playing, probably, still confirming one of them.
Yeah.
So we won't say, just in case.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to play at the Crown as well.
Yeah, that's exciting.
I think it's a funny time of year because everyone sort of seems to be leaving the city at that time of year, but the people that are still here, really, you know, you feel galvanised as a part of the community, and it's always a fun time playing at the Crown, so it'll be a good gig.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely, we'll be there for that one, I think. I'm very excited. I love a good gig at the Crown too, because I feel like those ones are especially, everyone is there for the music, and like you said, everyone's so in tune with who's playing, and it's so awesome to see and hear. Are there any other shows you've got in the future apart from that one?
We are playing another show in, is it November?
30th of November,
yes. I believe, also at the Crown?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly, you know everything.
I do. It's 30th of November at the Crown. It's the iGum scenic tour gig with Rip Ship and Bad Taste.
That's going to be amazing.
It's going to be great. I've never seen any hip hop at the Crown before.
Oh, yeah.
This is my problem. That's me not going to the gigs, not them not happening. Yeah, so I'm pretty pumped for that.
Yeah, very, very exciting. Heaps on the horizon for you guys then, which is very awesome and exciting. And then just one more thing too, because the artwork that you guys release with the music and for your gig poster as well is always super cool and amazing. Can you give us a little rundown about who does the artwork and some inspirations behind it as well?
Yeah, sure. So in the past, we've always tried to... The first three EPs that we did were all really old photos of family members of ours when they were little kids.
Aww,
and since then, we've always tried to work with local artists that we know generally from our sort of wider friend circle as well. But this album has had Joel Field from Dale Kerrigan and Pearly, various other things, doing all the artwork. He's an incredible artist. So the Ornithology Lego and the album artwork were all painted on canvas by him.
Yeah.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, he's made a poster out of the album artwork as well.
And it was vaguely, mainly inspired, basically, we really love David Attenborough and all that.
That's so cool.
And Blue Planet is one of the best, and we were just thinking about how to get birds underwater.
Oh, awesome.
Basically. And you know when, like, what do they call them? It's like a boil-up thing in the water when all of the bigger fish are, like, swirling around a bait ball, and there's just all the tiny fish in a ball.
Oh.
I've explained it badly, but that's what it is.
I can picture it. I can
and it's
see
got
vision.
Eyes on it, because Joel thought it looked good with eyes on it.
That's so
disagree.
That is very sick.
I disagree. No. Oh, we're sensing some tension.
No, we're worth it. The art. Yeah. I think it's really cool, though.
Oh, it's a cool cover.
Definitely, yeah. I'm excited to see it and hear it. And I believe we've got a little sneak peek track to play.
Do you have, yeah. What is a sneak peek track? It's actually such a surprise that we...
And on and on.
We put a dot 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 at the end so that we can make another song called And On.
And on later and on. On and on and on.
I can
just keep doing it.
Yeah, I can hear it live. I feel like I've
I've probably seen it.
Have you played any of the songs that are on the album live?
I think there's like maybe one that we haven't.
Oh wow.
So they've all been out in the world.
You've got to road test your songs.
Yes, exactly.
Sometimes
without
you write
everyone
a song
knowing.
And then you're like, okay, we'll test it on a crowd and then we'll go back and see if it's actually the way we want it to be.
Yeah.
And you just know the parts that fall flat.
Us going to the bar that you cut that bit of the song.
Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah, because I was always wondering, I've heard other musicians kind of say that they test out their music like live, and I was always wondering, like, do they actually kind of edit the songs after playing
Depends
them?
Depends when you record them, honestly.
Yeah, and how much time you start. True.
That's very interesting, I find. But yeah, because I feel like the last couple of times I've listened to you guys live, I've been like, I hear a couple new things in here.
I'll all be in there.
Yeah, so I'm very excited to hear it. And thank you guys so much for coming to the studio in real life too, which is nice. Nice change from the Zoom and in this awful, awful weather.
Yeah.
But again,
on and on.
Again. Should we go on and on with on and on?
I think we should.
Why not?
Awesome. That was Koizilla. That was Koizilla here in the booth chatting about their album that will be released tomorrow. Definitely go check that out. They've got a show on the 1st of November too, which is super, super exciting. And as always, keep it locked on the one. I hope you enjoy.
You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. Find audio like this online at r1.co.nz or wherever quality podcasts congregate.